Well, it doesn't look as bad as I thought it would.
Dr. Davis had removed the stitches that held the hog fat pad in place. Puffy little holes left from the stitching looked more prone to infection than the cauterized stump. He applied a solution of 1 in 20 carbolic acid liberally to the wounds, as well as the bandages, to keep down the infection.
That'll probably heal in a few days. I'm going to wrap the stump with a new bandage, and if you keep it pretty clean, I think it'll heal up proper. You need to come back and let me take a look at it in a week or so. It's still going to pain you some, but it ought to get better day by day.
He went over to the cupboard and got a bottle of laudanum off the shelf.
Here, you can take a swig of this whenever you need it. It'll help with the pain.
Roy swung his legs over the edge of the table and stood up. He pulled his shirt on.
Junior, pay him whatever he wants. My arm feels better already.
Although the doctor knew that was highly unlikely, the feeling that his arm was now receiving proper treatment was enough to make it so in Roy's mind. He felt ready now to head back to Indian Territory to settle his debt with the two deputies who had caused him this grief. Particularly pleased to be paid for his services in cash instead of promises or produce, Dr. Davis escorted his patient and his son to the door. He failed to notice the stranger waiting beside the horses at the hitching rail.
Morning!
Roy and Junior paused on the porch steps, surprised by the ranger's sudden appearance and noticing the badge on his shirt. Neither man returned the greeting to Jim White.
This is a fine-looking horse you're riding. Damn near white. You don't see many grays that look this white.
It matched the description of the horse Roy Blanton was last seen riding. White stepped away from the gelding.
You fellas just passing through town?
Yeah, that's right. We're just passing through.
Roy stepped down from the bottom step and stood on the path.
What happened to your hand?
White moved over to directly face Roy, his hand resting casually on the butt of his pistol.
I heard it cutting timber.
Is that a fact? Well, I bet it hurt like hell. Is this your son?
He nodded toward Junior, still on the steps.
Mister, you ask a hell of a lot of questions.
Well, now that's my job. You know, it's a funny thing. I got a sketch of an old son of a bitch named Roy Blanton last week. Reminds me of you. Long gray hair hanging out from under a flat crowned hat. Big old bushy gray mustache. Damnest thing, he rides a horse just like this one here. Got shot in the arm in a shootout, but him and one of his sons got away. What'd you say about that?
White's face registered complete shock from the slug that smashed into his breastbone. He backed up a couple of steps and tried to pull his revolver. Junior fired again, this time splitting the ranger's forehead. The front door opened. Dr. Davis stood in the doorway. A quick look at the body lying on his path. Another a Junior, now turning to look at him, and the door was immediately slammed shut. Junior grinned, amused by the doctor's fright.
I don't know if he wants to see you in a couple weeks or not, like you said.
I wasn't aiming to come back anyway. Let's get...
One thing Roy knew for certain now was that there was going to be a hell of a lot more rangers in this part of Texas very soon. It made up his mind to leave for Oklahoma Territory a day or two sooner than he had planned. He paused briefly to look down at the ranger.
If you was aiming at that badge, you sure as hell missed it.
I wasn't aiming at his star. I was aiming for the center of his chest, right where I got him. I aimed that second shot right between his eyes, and I got it right on the money, too.
Yeah, I reckon, but if you'd have missed, you could have shot one of the horses.
Holding the horses back to a walk to avoid suspicion, they rode back along the main street where several people had come out of the buildings having heard the gunshots. Passing the saloon, Roy recognized Jack Thompson as the man he had asked about the doctor on their way in, so he pulled his horse over close to the boardwalk as before.
Is there any law in this town?
No full-time law, but there's a ranger in town. He just went up to Doc Davis's place. He was looking for you fellers.
It fell out of his mouth before he thought about what he was saying. He immediately backed away, realizing that he may have said way too much. Roy just grinned.
Yeah, we saw him. He's still up there. Yeah.
Roy headed out of town, looking back to grin defiantly at Thompson.